What's up, everybody? The put on notice status of LVE and Jalen Smith, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. We all know that iron sharpens iron, steel sharpens steel. And this is what we've been waiting for and wanting, is for the actual coaching staff to develop that culture of you got to fight for your position. You got to earn every inch to be on that field. Now, LVE, I will have to say this. Last year, it was not just him as a problem for the defense, as well as Jalen Smith. It was not just them two. The entire defense, collectively speaking, was just horrible. The overall strategy and the way they tried to operate within the confines of the new system that they tried to implement over Zoom meetings, and the way Mike Nolan tried to install his philosophy out there, it was just horrible. Now, some of the stuff that they put out there on tape was just basically trash from the beginning. And all you have to do is look at that Cleveland Browns game, right? We didn't see any sense of urgency. We didn't see any forward thinking as it relates to where you're going to be at on the field. And man, oh man, this team, boy, we got burned a lot. A lot. So by the Cowboys bringing in a Mekhi Parsons, who I believe, although he's raw, man, he got an untapped capabilities. Yeah, he is a dog. And a lot of people think that this kid is just going to just lay down. No. He's going to bring that mentality. And all it takes is for you to watch that Cotton Bowl game, and you will see. They call him Mr. Everywhere. Flying out to the ball, chase, creating fumbles and these sorts of things. Could have had him a pick six, but he's going to work on that. We can grade him harder as it relates to his coverage abilities. But his untapped ability. Untapped. Now, he opted out last season, of course. Now, that's just how it was with the pandemic. Hopefully, by him opting out, he stayed in the books, stayed in the weight room. And we'll find out what he's going to bring to the table for the 2021 season. Now, let me talk to you guys about Jabril. Jabril Cox is one of those guys that he can cover. He is, quote unquote, your safety. And the way this defense is going to operate, and look with the Dan Quinn system, 3-4 base but with 4 down linemen concept, it's not like what Mike Nolan tried to implement was just 1,000% trash, right? Not like 3-4 defense. It's not a good defense formation. It was the personnel and the way he tried to implement it, right? The laissez-faire, or did not bang it on the desk saying, hey, we need these guys to be inserted. All we've seen this particular draft is Dan Quinn going out there grabbing guys that can fit his system, to fit his philosophy. Those are good things. Those are things that we can say to ourselves, man, if this worked for the good, then the Cowboys are on the right path. They are. They are on the right path. Now, when we talk about like other guys that gonna have to earn their way, hey, that Tyler Cole kid from Purdue, he's no one to sneeze at. He's going to be hungry for it. Francis Bernard, he's looking at this opportunity saying, okay, yeah, you bring in these guys, but let me show you what I can bring to the table as well. Luke Gifford. Yeah, it's going to be a challenge of a challenge. And let's not forget about Anthony Hines. He's hungry for it as well. We're just talking about linebackers now. They're part of the front seven. And you need somebody that's not afraid to come down the field and shoot through those gaps and making sure that when they do, that they commit 110%. So, yes, LVE is on notice. Yes, Jalen Smith, although the guy got guaranteed money, he's on notice. Regardless of whether or not the Cowboys signed a fifth-year option for LVE or not, and although they decided not to, he still got to show up. He still got to play this season. He still got to put in the work because nothing is given to him. Absolutely nothing. And we got to understand, too, everyone have a reason, but results are what matter. Remember I was telling people before, this world don't care about your excuses. They would chew that up and spit it out because there are people with more things on their shoulders, more pressure to perform, and they accomplish. So LVE, Jalen Smith, Jabril Cox, yeah, Michael Parsons, Luke Gifford, Francis Bernard, Anthony Hines, the third. If he want to make this team, he's going to have to go out there and fight for it. Tyler Cole, who's nasty with it as well. And whoever else I'm leaving out of this particular list, they're going to have to roll it up, roll up some sleeves and fight. Look, we look at the front four, the defensive down lineman, and the most underrated guy in this draft to me would probably be Big Bo. That's what his nickname is, Bohanna. Big Bo, they call him Big Bo from Kentucky. He might be the most underrated because he's the anchor. He might be the most underrated out of this draft that will help out all of these linebackers. Because if he can gobble up two, free lane to roam. Free lane to go where you need to go to make the impact. When we think about this, the front four, you want them to be the staple piece. The edge guys, you want them to be able to create pressure constantly, consistently across that edge. And, of course, if they can have edge control and stop the runner from getting out, making sure that nobody can get to that edge and seal off the edge, that's good. But your linebackers, they must finish. And I'm always talking about that hook, right? That middle hook. That area of the field, the interior of the field, that's the easiest pass to throw for young quarterbacks. The middle of the field, you take away the middle. If you got guys that got range, can cover, and that is why Ray Lewis, when he see Micah Parsons, he was looking at it like, man, that's me. That's me when I was young. But he's faster. He's faster than me. And the only way Ray Lewis were able to get to his point A to point B quickly, his front four, he didn't have to think about keeping that trash off of him, right? He didn't have to think about all of that. So this particular team, when we look at everything from the front four, which would be the anchor or the stabilizer. And then the second wave would be the linebackers who can be that disruptor, the agitators. Yeah. Yeah, the deterrents. You know, those guys, they got to fly out. And interchangeable, the situation with Keanu Neal. I keep leaving his name out. But everything that you like about Jabril, I'm not saying that Keanu Neal can cover like him. But, baby, that joker going to hit. So you got a coverage guy in Jabril, but now you got an enforcer in Keanu Neal. And that stuff is contagious. And then when we get to the final wave, the last line of defense, the safeties, whew. If you think If you just think for a slight of a second that you liked what Donovan Wilson was doing last season, can you imagine the way Parson hit, the way Neal hit, the way Wilson is going to come down to feel, it's going to be nasty.
He needs some milk.
You got Diggs on one side, and you got Boss Man Fat on the other. Pure speed, range. And then they can substitute and the other guys at 6 foot four DBs that they done got as the interchangeable safety slash DBs. It's going to be crazy. And I can't wait to see what Joe Witt do when he get his hands on these guys to elevate their thinking. And then also Al Harris, because one thing that I did hear on all of those interviews, they're saying Al Harris, the defensive coach, he reached out to me. Al Harris, I talked to Al. So it's going to be some good football. I believe, that's just me, that his defense is going to be a whole lot of competition. Just think about it across the board. We got a gang of guys that's north of 6 foot two. Whole gang of them. Y'all can put it down in the chat box. Even on Brandon Urban, he's 6 foot seven. Then we got 2 6 foot four guys and everybody else north. The shortest person, Anthony Brown and Jordan Lewis, they look it up to everybody. Oh, my goodness. That's been my time. I really thank you all for yours. And remember, you're listening to nothing but the best. Go Cowboys. Let's go. Everybody is on notice. I love it. Ain't nobody given a position. Everybody got a fighting claw for each and every piece of that field. I love that. Let's go. That's football right there. My dogs. Let me play my dogs. Get my dogs.